Today is a day of celebrating. As we reflect back on the church year that just ended, August 31, and as we look forward, not on our own, but with God, to the year ahead, our role is to give thanks to God and to one another. I invite us to consider, what has God done in this place that never could have happened without God? There are many things. What has God done in our lives and in our world this past year? Some of us are in a habit of giving thanks before a meal. Some of us have heard a parent say to a child, "Remember to say thank you," after they receive a gift. God welcomes our thanks, and when we do, it can humble us to realize all that God has lovingly done for us. James is encouraging the persevering, persecuted church, not in the power of positive thinking, but to focus on what is true and noble and right and pure and excellent and admirable and lovely and praiseworthy. James says, God is the one who gives every good gift. So what are the gifts that we have been given? We are going to practice giving thanks in a couple of ways together this morning. Later, we will give thanks in communion. But first, for the rest of this day at least, in this sermon, as we sing, as we drive home, maybe especially for those who drive on 42, enjoying the beauty of God's creation, I invite us, when we see or hear something that we are grateful for, to just raise our hand and silently give God thanks. If you are in a restaurant later today or with people who haven't been in this space, you don't need to raise your hand. This is just between you and God. This is more from our hearts and from our minds than it's about raising our hands. See, thanking God isn't required. This is actually one of God's gifts. God loves us as we are in this moment, right now. And so whether we thank God or not isn't the point, but God welcomes our thanks and strengthens us and others when we do. So let's practice. When I name something you're grateful for, I invite you to raise your hand online too. Breath in our lungs. Food in the fridge. This one's a little tricky. The person sitting next to us. God's forgiveness. God's love. That God gives wisdom when we ask and believe. That every good gift is from God, not from us. This one's tricky too. The challenge that you went through this past year that you learned something from. Okay, let me rephrase it and make it easier. That we learned something. Yeah. Because it's easier to be grateful for what we learned than it is to be grateful for the challenging circumstance that taught us something. So what if we learned to be grateful during the challenge? Or even before the challenge. So, for example, in a few weeks, we begin a class about racial reconciliation called Creating Beloved Community. And some of us are eager for this conversation and learning. And some of us are saying, this feels uncomfortable and scary. And that's valid. I expect this class to stretch us. I expect us to listen and love fully. And that's hard work. And yet my hope is that after we have gone through this challenge, we will have learned some things about God and ourselves and others, all of which will help us in being followers of Christ in this present moment when God's kingdom has not yet fully come. I am grateful that God is present with us when we face challenges. Anyone else? I am grateful that God provides for us, including when we make mistakes. I am grateful that we are willing at Zion to have difficult conversations, and that having difficult conversations gets easier with practice. Zion, like every church, has been through our share of difficult circumstances. And I'll just name a few. For those that were here 2 years ago, in some ways this is hard to remember. Do you remember when we only met on Zoom? Some of us remember a year ago when it would be blazing hot and we would meet outside and everyone would sink into the shade by the back wall. Some of us remember going through the pain and the anxiety within our conference and our denomination and within ourselves this past year. And thanks be to God, through every challenge we have faced this past year, God has been growing our faith, our perseverance, our wisdom, our peace, our love, our maturity. I'll share two stories before I close. Someone mailed me a card this week. For years, they have loved Zion, and they have been unsettled at Zion. This past year, by God's grace, through people here, and through the consistent God-given message to love each other despite our differences, this person now has peace and joy to be at Zion. This person was spot on when they wrote, "Join me in praising God." We praise God together. And this story is a great example of how loving one another and seeking to maintain the unity that God has given us, that is over and above the diversity that God has also given us, both of those are gifts from God. When we seek to love one another and maintain unity, it transforms lives. This person here has been transformed by love. And now they are staying and committed to Zion in deeper ways, which will impact all of our lives and will impact the mission of the church. All because one person experienced love. What might God want to do in your life? And if you think you know, did you check with God? And if you think you don't know, did you check with God? And I would love to chat with you together about this, or ask a good friend to pay attention with you to what God is already doing in the church and the world that we are invited to join into. Here's another example of something God did just recently at Zion. I received an email recently from someone who was thanking God. There had been a prayer at the end of a sermon a few weeks ago where we stood and we opened our hands. And after that sermon, the depression that this person had been experiencing for 4 weeks released. We thank God together. Anyone else? This person's life is being transformed by God's gift of healing, and that impacts all of us and the world because it builds our faith that God is real and God is present and God can do so much more than what we can ask or imagine. None of this was our doing. God did this through us. And we give God thanks. This same person said yesterday, they weren't asking God for anything. They were ready to receive whatever was offered. Do you see God's goodness? As we come forward to receive communion, as we sit and enjoy the beauty of the valley and of the music that we will hear, I invite us to reflect on this past year. We all had times of struggle, and we all can give thanks. What have you learned? What has God done that we couldn't do? We have so much to celebrate in this place. God's gifts are real and coming down to us steadily. That's verse 17. Let's be a congregation that receives more of God's good gifts. All are invited to come down the center aisle to receive communion. If you have not yet been baptized, you may receive a cup with the grapes and crackers as a foretaste of God's gifts available to you. If you need the gluten-free bread, please ask us for that option. Before you exit down the side aisles, there is a basket at the end of each of the front pews that you can put your trash in if you would like to do so. If you are unable to come forward, please raise your hand and Becky and Grant will bring the elements to you. Since we are learning to receive God's good gifts, I invite us now to cup our hands together. We who are serving are going to try to remember to place the communion elements in your hands because we don't earn these gifts. They're free. God offers us forgiveness and healing, grace and love. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks. He who for the joy set before him endured the cross, suffering its shame. He gave thanks, and he broke the bread, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Please join me in a prayer for the bread. Loving God, who gives us Jesus, who was willing to be broken like us, open wide our hearts to receive your grace. Amen. In the same way, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Please join me in a prayer of thanks for the cup. Perfect Lamb of God, we praise you We thank you. Bless this cup that we might taste your salvation, finding rest for our souls and strength for the journey. Amen.